The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy.
I think it all starts with the relationships that you build as a team. You know, you need to start as a team first. All the football stuff that we do, those things are easily correctable. When you put it on the tape and you say you should have run here, or you should have thrown the ball here, you should have blocked that guy, or you should have fit in that gap. Those things are very, you know, black and white, very simple to see. But to be able to create a team, guys that play for each other, is something special. And I think that there was a lot of that that you saw yesterday.
Okay, this is a big conversation that we had during the offseason, was the idea that the Broncos culture had to change.
Sure, sure.
Do you feel it has?
I think that's a process. I think that you're developing that process, right? And it's one of those things where it's not us against them. I think a lot of teams get into, especially when they struggle, Mike, and they're not winning. You know, it's easy for the defense to go, this offense has got to start producing.
Right? Yep.
And then you see, what you end up seeing is you see a defense that starts doing things that they shouldn't be doing, as opposed to fitting a gap and eliminating, you know, explosive plays. You see guys trying to jump a route or trying to run underneath the block to go make a big play in the backfield. And that's what ends up hurting you. So I think that that's a work in progress, developing that kind of team chemistry to the point where it becomes more about the team and less about you as an individual. And that is just one of those things that is constantly, like, culture of a team is never, oh, we've arrived. It's not static. You know, it's alive. It's constantly evolving, constantly moving, and you have to constantly work on it. So I'm with Hacken on that, man. That's what makes you special, not my scheme. My scheme doesn't make you special. Your players playing for one another, your players sacrificing, that's what makes you special.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, really in the fourth quarter, I had to kind of, you know, use my legs and kind of take over and just try to move around and find some first downs. And then, you know, Kendall Hinton, you know, making that big play. I went left. I guess I can still go left, but I went left and, you know, hit Kendall on that. That was a big play by him. And then we had the run called, and I ended up changing the play to Cortland. He made a great play on that one-on-one. The line did a tremendous job of battling that whole drive and us just believing. And then obviously Melvin Gordon getting the end zone. That was pretty huge.
A snark there from Russell Wilson. Yeah, I can go left, Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Take that with your scouting report and all your numbers that I can't complete passes rolling to my left. Good to know that corny Russ can still have a little snark there, that he's still aware of what's being said out there.
I guess I can still go left.
Who's got bigger ears, Russ or Roger Rabbit?
Or Jerry Judy.
That's
who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Nobody has bigger ears than
Roger Rabbit.
Than Roger Rabbit. Those things are ginormous. They hear everything.
Let me just tell you about
it's
Harry
like
Hootie.
Bionic.
Harry Hootie's got some big old ears now.
Huge.
One bit of friendly advice, Jerry. Don't be going after Shannon Sharp. You're not going to win that one.
No, that dude sits every morning on a bully pulpit. You can't win that one.
Does Russell Wilson trust anybody but Cortland Sutton?
No.
Is it a matter of trust right now? I think what has started out as being, well, you know, he's just not on the same page. It's still about finding continuity. It's still about gelling. I don't know. I think it's becoming more about he didn't trust anybody but Cortland Sutton. And a lot. And listen, that's not just a Russell Wilson thing. Veteran quarterbacks, Tom Brady freezes guys out. There are guys that were brought into New England over the years that were highly touted that just never worked because they never gained Brady's trust. Other than Sutton, who's he trust?
Right. And there's also dudes that a guy that just make the team because that's the quarterback's guy.
Right.
And the team may want to get off the guy, but he is the quarterback's guy. So, yeah, I think there's a trust factor there, a reliability factor there. The other thing is, Mike, is I think when things break down, Cortland has been the one guy that has really connected with Russ from a scramble drill standpoint. like understanding where Russ is going, reading the quarterback, why, and breaking off your route while reading the quarterback and mirroring the quarterback's movement to make yourself a friendly target. He's done it better than everybody else.
Targets. Cortland Sutton, 28 targets. Next is Javonte Williams, 21. The next receiver is Judy, with 16. Albert O with 10. Those are the only pass catchers with double digit targets for the first three games. Next on the Morning Brew.
It could be a compliment when they don't look your way. You know, when you do what you have to do early on in the game, that's what happens. You know, you just have offenses, you know, look the other way or, you know, evade from you. But, you know, I wouldn't say that it could be a good or bad thing because when you only get, you know, one ball thrown your way, you're limited to making plays.
Pat Surtain. They're not throwing at Pat Surtain. The word's out. Teams aren't throwing at Pat Surtain. He only got one ball thrown at him the other day. So how much impact is he having on the defense if nobody's throwing his way?
Huge, huge impact.
How? He's not there to make plays. He's not there to get interceptions or anything like that.
Then that has nothing to do with it. He's shutting down one side of the field. You roll coverage to the other side, and you make plays. I mean, when people have enough respect for you to say, we're not even going to try you, you got that half of the field on, that half of the field is locked down. I mean, it gives you an option. You know, if he can do that and you're not even looking over there, now you can go, hey, we can double team two other dudes without even thinking about it. Well, you think about it, right? If you rush four and you drop seven and they get all five guys out, all right? You one-on-one, they're not even looking, which means now you've got, right, you've got that one. So now you've got six on four. So you can double team.
Math.
Yeah. Six on four is that's a pretty solid matchup. Man.
I knew the answer. I just wanted you to.
Math.
I just wanted you to.
Math. Johnny, that was really.
Math has been put on notice this morning.
Right.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Nicole and I have a relationship where we can talk openly and honestly to each other, and I can challenge him about whatever he needs to be challenged on. And the thing that I think, aside from being a better defender, improving his three-point shooting, is continuing to find a way to be comfortable with his voice. Like, everybody is just waiting for him to say something. And when he does, it has a profound impact.
Yesterday was Nuggets Media Day. There's Michael Malone. Do we get the first Michael Malone of the season?
Michael Malone.
The first Michael Malone. Oh, there we go.
Oh, man.
Been missing this.
That is smooth.
That is just mad.
That is smooth.
Is it getting warm in here? Nikola Jokic needs to be more vocal. I would think that he's now at that stage of his career where he's ready to really be the voice of this team, right?
Yeah,
who do you think of as the vocal leader? Is it him? Is it Jamal Murray now that Murray's back?
Aaron
Gordon?
I think the guy that has the pulse of the team is Nikola, but I just don't know at what point he feels comfortable being that. You can't be something that you're not. And the other thing is, you know, if you just start talking all the time because they've appointed you or anointed you, hey, you got to be our vocal leader, then it loses some of its merit. You know, when all of a sudden you say that's enough, I'm putting my foot down, you know, everybody respects you enough to listen. Like, there's value in that. So maybe there's another guy, like you said, Gordon or Murray, that becomes kind of the daily chatterbox, right? But there's the one guy where the buck stops here.
Yeah, but it's got to be that guy. It's got to be Jokic.
Of course,
you're the two-time MVP. You're the one of the top two or three best players in the NBA. Don't give me this.
Let me ask you,
part of your nature. Make it part of your nature.
It's
part of the responsibility that comes with being the guy. You know,
did Drago have a lot of lines in Rocky?
No.
No, he did not.
No.
but he had probably the one most memorable line. And when he said it, you got a piss shiver.
Which
he dies,
was?
He dies.
Good point.
Right? I mean, that had weight.
I'm not saying he has to go on off and become a chatterbox. I'm just saying that maybe he does pick his moments, but he's got to be willing to pick his moments.
But don't you think he's picked his moments in the past?
I don't know. But this is a team that enough's enough, okay? Everyone's healthy. Everyone's back. Enough's enough, okay? It's time to make a run at this thing.
Okay.
All right?
I'm with
you. And if making a run at this thing and it means that somebody has to step up and be a vocal leader other than Michael Malone, then I expect it to be Jokic. It's time. It's time.
Yeah.
Okay? The Avalanche spoiled me. Okay?
All right.
Bar is raised.
I'm okay with
Nuggets,
that.
It's your turn.
It is your turn.
All right, that'll do it for the morning brew.